This is Akashvani, the news, read by Ashok Ojha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today urged youth from families without political background to join politics. Addressing the nation in his 116th edition of Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, the Prime Minister declared that in the next few months, many special campaigns will be run in the country to connect 1 lakh such youths to politics. Mr. Modi announced that on the 162nd birth anniversary of Swami Vivekananda next year, Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue will be held in Delhi. The country celebrates Youth Day on 12th of January every year to mark Swami Vivekananda's birth anniversary. Prime Minister said crores of youths from all over India will participate in the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue. 2,000 such youths selected from villages, blocks, districts and states will gather at Bharat Mandapam for the dialogue. Stressing that the elderly are most prone to cybercrime, Mr. Modi spoke about the youth who have come forward to save the elderly from the risk of digital arrest. He reiterated that there is no provision of digital arrest in the government. On the occasion of NCC Day today, Mr. Modi recounted his days being an NCC cadet. He shared that the experience gained from it is invaluable. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today shared that the Ek Ped Maa Ke Naam campaign has crossed the important milestone of planting 100 crore trees in just 5 months. All-party meeting convened by the government is underway in New Delhi ahead of the winter session of Parliament beginning tomorrow. The meeting is being presided over by the Defence Minister Rajnath Singh. In the meeting, the government will seek support from all political parties to ensure smooth functioning of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha during the session. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju, Union Minister Anupriya Patel, BJD MP Susmit Patra, MDMK MP Vaiko, Congress MPs Pramod Tiwari, Jairam Ramesh and others are attending the all-party meeting at the Parliament. The winter session will commence tomorrow and will continue till 20th of December. However, there will be no sitting of Parliament on 26th of November on account of commemoration of Constitution Day. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the Odisha Parb 2024 program in New Delhi today. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. Odisha Parb is a flagship event conducted by Odia Samaj, a trust in the New Delhi. Through it, they have been engaged in providing valuable support towards preservation and promotion of Odia heritage. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will undertake a 3-day visit to Italy beginning today. He will travel to Fiji to participate in the outreach session of the G7 foreign ministers meeting where India has been invited as a guest country. He is also expected to meet his counterparts from Italy and other participating nations in the G7 related engagements and hold bilateral discussions during the visit. Dr. S. Jaishankar will also participate in the 10th edition of the MED Mediterranean Dialogue in Rome. Dr. Jaishankar will also inaugurate the new premises of the Embassy of India in Rome. At COP29 in Baku, Azerbaijan, world leaders agreed on the Baku Finance Goal committing $1.3 trillion in climate finance for developing countries by 2035. This includes a core annual target of $300 billion, tripling the previous $100 billion goal. Despite the progress, developing nations, including India, criticized the agreement as insufficient, calling for greater ambition to address urgent climate needs. Tesla CEO Elon Musk has applauded the Indian electoral system after vote counting for 2 state assembly elections and by-elections were concluded in a single day, while taking a jibe at the process in the US where the poll is yet to be called in California. In cricket, India were 369/5 against Australia post-tea session of the third day of the opening test match of the Border Gavaskar Trophy when reports last came in. At Optus Stadium in Perth, Australia, currently the visitors hold a strong lead of 415 runs with the help of Yashasvi Jaiswal's 161 runs. And that's the end of the news bulletin.